everybody happy? JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Right, here's stupid people on Channel 5 here in D.C. Yeah, what? Huh?
Now, you guys just should never underestimate the power of Holly.
No, not that.
Baby!
Our buddy Tony Perkins is talking about the hurricane that may or may not hit Hawaii.
Very good.
Hurricane Flossie.
That's right.
And he does this whole big thing where he shows the island of Hawaii, shows the map, mm-hmm. and then we live in Washington, D.C. Here's what the anchor lady says to him.
And none of that's coming our way, is it?
None of what?
None of all that tropical.
The tropical weather?
Dean
no.
or Flossie?
Dean bears watching, can't really say what that's going to do. Mm-hmm. Flossie, no.
Flossie's going to stay out there toward Hawaii.
Yeah, and even Flossie's going to move to the south of the main islands mm-hmm. there, so most of Hawaii should be fine.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, I like Tony's response.
Is there one more time
I like
again?
Tony's response is like, what?
The stupidity of these two lady anchors, seriously. And he's got the big map that shows Hawaii.
Yeah.
And we live in Washington,
D.C. That's not coming near us, is it?
Flossie.
And none of that's coming our way, is it?
None of what?
None of all that tropical.
The tropical weather?
Dean
no.
or Flossie?
Dean bears watching, can't really say what that's going to do. Mm-hmm. Flossie.
You know what? We got to hear it one more time because you're right when he says.
Oh, there's tone there.
His response
right.
was. Hello, it's in Hawaii.
What?
Hello. Okay. That'd be a lot of traveling for that storm.
And none of that's coming our way, is it?
None of what?
None of all that tropical.
The tropical weather?
Dean
no.
Flossie.
None of what?
Dean bears watching, can't really say what that's going to do. Mm-hmm. Flossie, no.
Flossie's going to stay out there toward Hawaii.
Yeah, and even Flossie's going to move to the south of the main islands mm-hmm. there, so most of Hawaii should be fine.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay,
right.
Thank you. That was the joke.
Wow.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Cut the jibber jabber.
Even better than a stroke and a poke, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Cold sores. I hate how they feel and look.
That's nice, but that's not what I was looking for.
Karl Rove is moving on down the road.
Why?
Karl Rove is moving on down the road.
Thank you. That was the joke.
All right, let's see. What's happening now? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, and Mike. We're all here. Hi.
Can I help you enjoy that Snickers? Chocolate peanuts over chocolate-covered mountaintops. And waterfalls of caramel.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, Joe Artinger was sharing with me Karl Rove's nickname that the president has for him. I didn't know that.
What's that?
You know, Joe gives me so much information during the week.
Joe.
Joe, was it Turd Blossom?
Hi, Joe.
Yes, Turd Blossom.
Turd Blossom. That's the president's nickname for Karl Rove. I had no idea that he called him Turd Blossom.
Hey,
nice.
Hey, TB, buddy.
Hey, man. Have a good ride, TB.
Well, I have to remember that the next time I'm riding to my BFF.
Yes.
I say LOLROFL.
Mm-hmm. TB.
IMHOTB.
Turd Blossom.
Oh, and listen, I would love to play some of our listeners in Madden. Just please, you know, again, don't use the microphones with me. But my gamer tag is Fuente, F-U-E-N-T-E.
And everybody that plays the game with you gets some kind of T-shirt?
Everybody gets one of those leftover I Slept with Mike O'Mara T-shirts from back. From
tote
back,
bag.
Excuse me, the one that comes with your publicity picture.
A plastic comb.
That little, just enough for one overnight toothpaste, and that little tiny, tiny half a toothbrush.
Don't forget the ribbed condom.
With your face on it.
They don't make those anymore.
For her pleasure.
Yes.
What were the first two letters in your gamer tag again?
F you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Robbie. Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
I watched it last night, and I have to tell you something. I think Ron Jaworski is a good addition.
Really?
And I'll tell you why. That there seemed to be, although he's not a funny guy,
mm-hmm.
There was more levity in the broadcast booth.
I think by the third or fourth quarter, he got on track. I thought in the the first and second quarter.
He's always going to do that dumb, Tony, let me show you. This is when the guy comes from the secondary.
He laid back a little bit, like they always do when they're starting a new guy. But
you know, and I watched it jaded because I wanted to, you know, root against them because we had Joe T on the show. But,
right.
Well, not bad.
We'll see what happens.
Oh. All right, not bad last night. Mike, we got a bunch of stuff about food here. I'll give you the option.
I like food.
We can either.
Talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Uh-huh. We have a document from the Steelers.
Right.
In essence, their writer, when they check into a hotel.
Oh, that's the stuff that they have to have.
They must have. You better put this in the hotel or we'll be staying somewhere else next time.
The 2007 hotel requirements for your Pittsburgh Steelers. But
I know I speak for everyone.
Yeah.
When I say I'd much rather hear about your new diet.
My new diet.
Yeah.
My new diet that I started today.
I was at the grocery store at 8 o'clock this morning, stocking up. I would tell you that I spent most of my time at the grocery store on the outer edges, as they were talking about the other day, that you don't go into the middle part. That was what I believe Mrs. Edelman was talking about.
Right.
I hate it when you start a diet.
Why? Now, why do you hate it when I start a diet?
Just because I'm talking like this.
You just for saying it like that.
Just for saying it.
I don't know.
I don't like a quitter.
I don't know if this is the right name of it. I think it may be called the Mayo Clinic diet, but I'm not sure. This is how I got this. My buddy, the Ohio State guy. He told me he got an email from this guy.
The Mayo Clinic is where you go when you're going to die.
When you're going to die, yeah. But I guess it's for...
Must be a good diet.
It's for dramatic weight loss.
Remember, you can't spell diet.
You know what's going to happen now? This is what I know you get this, too. You know what's going to happen now? Wow. People are going to start telling me, oh, why I shouldn't be doing this. That's exactly what's
going to
happen.
Well, tell us about the Mayo Clinic diet.
I will tell you how it happened.
I love hearing about your diets.
I play golf with my buddy Bill.
Right.
You know, I've talked about Bill for years. The
sure.
guy that played for Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. And he's Mr. Ohio State, has the shower curtain and all the Ohio State stuff.
Right.
And I see him, and I haven't seen him in a really, really long time, and he'd taken off a few LBs, and I made note of that. And he said, hey, it's this new diet. And then the other guy, who's more my size, who we're playing golf with, turns around and goes, oh, yeah, man, I lost 30 pounds on that diet. Oh. And I said, well, how long? Because you think 30 pounds is a month or two
right.
to 2 months, mm-hmm. 3 months maybe to knock that weight off.
Right.
Said 2 weeks. Suddenly my ears perk up.
Sounds safe.
My ears perk up, and I'm very curious. So after we get done playing golf, I say, please send me an email of that diet. Send me the email. And the email is one of those things that's been forwarded and forwarded and forwarded and forwarded. And it's got the basic information that I need, but not all of it. Let me just explain it to you the way I understand it.
Okay.
You have to eat the food they tell you to eat at the certain times.
Yes.
And certain items. You can eat as much as you want.
Now, you would think this is like an Atkins diet, but no, it's not.
No.
Because it's got fruits, it's got vegetables, it's got meat, and it's got a lot of eggs. Oh. A lot of eggs.
I like the sound of an all-egg diet.
Excuse me. I'm dealing with it right now. So, I went out today, and I got tons of egg. Excuse me. And I really am burping it up as I'm talking.
Are you allowed
right
to eat unlimited eggs?
No. No. You start the diet, breakfast on Tuesday. And the thing I loved about it, too, just psychologically, they lay out the 7-day plan that you're supposed to repeat twice.
Right.
And they start it with Tuesday, which I love because I hate starting a diet on Monday.
Yeah.
I really do.
Why?
I don't know. Why?
Monday it doesn't work.
Why?
Why?
Why? It just said Tuesday. And I said, this is good. I'll get all my stuff Tuesday morning and I'll start the diet. And it's eggs. It's lettuce. It's tomatoes. I'll tell you exactly what I had for breakfast this morning. I had 3 eggs. You're allowed to have 3 eggs. Uh-huh. I had them sort of semi-hard boiled. They weren't completely hard boiled. I boiled them and, put a little salt on them. You can't eat salt. And a half a grapefruit. That was my breakfast this morning. Mm-hmm. And then for lunch, I had a fruit salad. It has to be fresh fruit salad. So I went into the store to look for the things, in the freezer section where they have the plastic containers that have the fruit salad they make for you. And it just didn't like. I'm not good with melon. Melon causes me to get extremely violent. And so I don't eat the melon. I don't like melon. Melon has it upsets my very delicate constitution.
Your girl-like stomach,
My female stomach just does not react well to melon. So I'm looking, and there's one with, like, berry fruit salad, and then there's one with kiwi. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'll put the effort forward. I will make my own fruit salad. Which, let me tell you, I could sell this. I could sell this tomorrow.
Are these the things that you're going to be eating every day for the next 2 weeks?
Well, not the fruit salad every day, but it's. I think the fruit salad's a big part of it. And so I got strawberries, those fake blueberries that you get down here that are not real blueberries. You know the blueberries, the big fat ones, but that's all you can get around here. You know, the real ones are up in Maine. Those are the real blueberries that you get, the small ones. But I got the blueberries, apples, pineapple, and grapes, and I think that's it. I chopped it all up. I mean, I have sticky hands. I'm sitting there. I'm just going crazy, and I put all the fruit salad in my different cups. I wash it all. I get it all chopped up. I chop the apples. I wash the strawberries, and I dice up the strawberries in little bite-sized pieces. I get a full whole pineapple, and I chop that up.
Can I ask you a question? You promise you won't get mad?
What?
Maybe it'd be motivation?
What?
Can we start selling squares?
Like how much I'm going to lose?
No.
Like when I'm going to go off it and say F it?
Because
of the work.
It's 2 weeks.
It's labor intensive, though.
I don't think 2 weeks of eating eggs and fruit. Well, don't look at me like
it's not eggs and fruit. I haven't even started. You are judging from the mountain on high already.
No. Not from the mountain on high.
You're going to like this. This is not
someone who has seen you go through many different incarnations.
Yes.
Where you commit up front.
I've been successful. I've been unsuccessful.
And listen, in this regard, I'm like you. Please, fruit.
Oh, I hate fruit.
I know.
I do hate fruit.
How much fruit are you going to eat, really?
Well, no, I have to. But I mean, that's it.
That's
I have to.
Because today you're so enthusiastic about it.
I'm enthusiastic that I did it. I think if I the fact that I put the labor into this fruit salad, making it myself, because I wouldn't eat it if it was the other crappy fruit salad, the fact that I put the fruit in that I like is a large step in getting me through, conservatively, at least 48 hours of this diet.
Okay, good. All right, then.
At least 48 hours, because if I get through the 48 hours, then there's the little ray of sunshine, which
is what?
Pork chops, chicken, and steak. And now I've got to find out the information on this, and because I've got to call into Bill, I've got an email into Bill, because he says there's certain foods on there that you can eat as much as you want, and I'm sure what they are the fruit salad, and it's not the pork chop. No, but there is no certain ounces of pork chops. I went in to the Harris Teeter today, and when I went into the Harris Teeter, I was so excited because they had a very good meat department that had these massive pork chops. I'm allowed two on Wednesday night for dinner.
Nice.
I'm allowed two pork chops, yes.
I love your massive, like a hurricane blowing in, your massive gusts of enthusiasm.
Sure.
When you start a project like this.
This guy sold me. The guy that I was playing with sold me on it. He said, really, this was like nothing he'd ever done before. And he said, it's a chemical thing, and try it and give it a shot.
2 weeks.
And they were talking, and Bill sold me because he talked about, he did it with a couple of his buddies, and they went out to a restaurant and told him they needed to bake a couple of the biggest pork chops they could get, and they said by that time, you know, they'd been doing a lot of the eggs and fruit thing, and they were ready for it, and it's really neat. And then steak, I bought a porterhouse the size of a house I bought this huge. I know you're laughing. I'm just telling you.
I wish you good luck, Mike.
They say steak with no number, ounces or anything.
I wish you good luck. I swear to Christ, I wish you good luck.
Well, here's my problem. I'm thinking, if I do this for 2 weeks, also at the end of the 2 weeks, how my body's going to respond when I go back to do like Weight Watchers again? Whether that's going to even the fact that I'm eating a Weight Watchers diet is going to, you know, I just needed something to jog me along because I've been cheating on my Weight Watchers and it hasn't been going that well. And you know, I've been eating a lot of cream sauces, so that was kind of putting me. But let me
I fear that what you're going to be able to eat as much of you want is like lettuce. Vegetables, because that.
Well, you will. Please excuse me if I am not going to take any of the concerns from you when it comes to diet.
Hey, you know what? Of all of us, I've been the most successful in weight loss and weight gain. So really, doesn't that make me an
expert?
How
much did you lose? You lost the most.
75 pounds.
You did you lose 70 or 75?
Yeah, about 70.
70. All right.
I came back.
Okay,
I
remember. So we're tied on loss, but I still have you on gain.
Yeah, I came back about 20.
I got it all back.
I'm sorry. So you were saying about lettuce?
I think that's going to be what you'd be able to eat as much as you want.
Yeah, I think so. Or tomatoes or cucumbers, things
like
that.
I
spent more time in the produce stand than I have in 5 years.
You have, as I do, I'll say this about me as well.
Yeah.
Limited space where you're interested in something.
Exactly.
I cannot
short attention span theater.
I cannot see you 2 days from now,
yeah,
making as much of a production as you did, I guarantee 2 days from now it'll be, I got to go to the store. I got to do all that crap to go to the store, and I got to cut up goddamn pineapple that I hate pineapple. And
well, if I stick with it for 2 to 3 days, Carla will. And if there's weight loss, Carla will help me with it because she's really good about that, and she's kind of a fitness nut that way. And she'll actually see that there's a weight loss, and she'll probably – you're right about the grocery store. I mean, there was no enthusiasm. I like it when I say hey when you're looking down. Hey, listen to me.
Hey.
There was no
I'm listening. I promise I'm listening.
I am a little over the top about it, aren't I?
You are.
There was
kind
no –
kind of like how I was about the Madden game.
There was no enthusiasm about going to the grocery store. I really had no enthusiasm about going to the grocery store because it was, it's just not a place I like to be, even at 8 o'clock in the morning.
What was the enthusiasm about that?
The enthusiasm was the fact, really?
Yeah.
The kind you like. The kind you like, that I had done it, that I'd gotten off my ass, that I'd had this thing in my possession for a couple of days, I'd read about it, said last night, I think I'm going to do it, and then really, followed through because it's a pain in the ass. I hate the grocery store. I hate going to the grocery store. I especially hate going through the produce section. I just don't like that because it's not, I like something you can buy in a cardboard box, rip it open and eat it, or, open a can. I don't like that. But I get steak. I get pork chops, and I like me the eggs.
Yeah.
And then it's like a lot of cucumbers and tomatoes.
Fruits
and this
and
is
vegetables.
This is a hell of a time to do this because everything around here is fresh right now.
Right.
So it's, the tomatoes. I'm going to eat a lot of them tomatoes, and I'm going to see what happens. And I will tell you, I know what my weight is. I will not share that right now because I am not up to ridicule.
Is he doing math?
He's doing math to see when I'm going to go off of it. Hey, I've lost weight before. I've lost 40 pounds, 50 pounds almost.
I'm just counting up here. You can do 14 days?
14 days.
5, 10.
Oh, and here comes my other advocate. What are you bringing in, Mr. McZipalix?
Note.
Joe.
What did Joe write down?
What did it say? Read it yourself.
How many paydays are you allowed to eat?
No, Joe, that because I come back and I steal candy from
you.
Well,
we all
there.
Eat candy.
We all eat crap, and you'll know if I'm, because you can't do that. You can't eat between meals.
No paydays?
No paydays, no.
It's nougat and peanuts. What
I know.
Could go wrong?
I know. Okay, Satan.
I slug Friday.
What's that?
I want to put $5 on this Friday.
All right.
I've just made the pool.
Okay.
$5 a square?
You promise you won't say my weight if I write it down for you?
I promise.
Okay.
Absolutely. I swear to God, I'm not here to bust your balls.
Okay. I'm going to write down the weight because then you'll know the weight, and I'll tell you how much. And I'll write down the number.
587.
I'll take 5 on Sunday.
I'll take Saturday.
Okay. This is my current weight right here. This is my current weight right here.
that's silly.
That's an area code, Mike.
No, you're going to laugh. You're still going to laugh. This is my real weight. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is my current weight.
Can I tell you something?
What did you think it was? Write down what you thought it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd look different if I was that.
Really?
I haven't been that for a long time.
I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah. So the goal is to be, obviously 20 pounds off of that.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll be unhealthy.
What's
reasonably so.
John, what square do you want?
I'll take Monday.
Next Monday?
Next Monday.
Can we break, please?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. We got today, Wednesday, tomorrow.
Carla, honey, I hope you're listening to this.
We have
this motivates me. They know this too. They're actually helping me.
We have tomorrow open. We have Thursday open, and then we have into next week. I'm sorry, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of next week have already been taken.
Right. Okay. I'll and I'll keep you posted because obviously, if you lose that much weight in 2 weeks, you will see it. It'll be pretty rapid during the week, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Hey, bodies.
Hi there.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I really support Mike in this, but I think he's going to fail miserably.
Really? Why?
Why do you think
that? Have you incorporated any form of exercise in this plan?
Hold on. Let me take the windscreen off my microphone so I can.
Baby, imitate your voice as that. Yes,
right. Bye.
That's a no.
Hump.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.